A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online, so any small business could be a driving force to create change or build an empire. We know old ideas aren't cutting it anymore, so we're calling for a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. So whatever you have in mind that will help make a different future, find everything you need to get started at GoDaddy.com. Because the future isn't decided yet. It's up to us to make it happen. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
It's the Innovation Podcast with Mark Reed Edwards and Garnett Harriman. Let's start the show.
We have a short but sweet episode of the iPod this week as a way to introduce you to a new feature we'll have occasionally. We call it InnoNation. It'll be brief profiles of the innovation and entrepreneurship environment in cities and regions. Today we start with Houston, maybe not a city that springs to mind. Sure, there's oil money, but how about cutting-edge entrepreneurs and innovation? When we talked to Panos Moutafis, we were intrigued. He's the president of Houston-based Zenus, a company that is leading the way in facial recognition. So we did some digging about Houston as a hub for entrepreneurs and found some interesting things. According to the Houston Chronicle, in 2017, the city ranked first in the nation for minority entrepreneurs. According to the study authors at Expert Market, affordable living costs combined with a strong prevalence of world-class incubators has made Houston the most appealing city for minority entrepreneurs. Houston is home to the most diverse population in the U.S. and emerged as the top city for minority entrepreneurs to live, work, and start up a venture. When it comes to business leadership, the Texan city has actually reversed the racial bias. Residents in Houston are, in fact, more likely to work with or buy from a business owned by a minority. In our interview with Panos, we touched on how Houston had recovered from Hurricane Harvey. So let's cut to Garnett introducing that subject, then we'll hear Panos's heartwarming response.
Houston had a bit of a challenge climatically in 2017, right? You had Hurricane Harvey. Has everything bounced back since then?
So everything has bounced back. And I think one of the things, you know, always you have to say there was a lot of damage, there was strategy and so forth. But one of the things that was very nice was not just our company. We saw a lot of people from the startup community taking, you know, the afternoons off or the whole day off and going around and helping people. And you could see people going around, you know, driving with trucks and saying, do you need water? Do you need anything? It really brought up the whole Houston community together.
So we got the facts and figures about Houston, the best city in the country for minority entrepreneurs, and something you might not see in the metrics, that the entrepreneurs in the city pulled together in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. Often, it's those innovators, those entrepreneurs, who are ready to step up when needed. Next time on the iPod, we are back with a full episode. We have Peter Stewart of Outlier Capital in to discuss opportunity zones. So stay tuned.
Thanks for joining Garnett and Mark on the Innovation Podcast. Visit innovationpodcast.co to subscribe and listen to other episodes.